This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So today, inshallah, we're continuing with the tafsir of Surah Al-Hujurat. And Surah Al-Hujurat, once again, it's a surah that talks about and emphasizes on community cohesion, getting along in the community, making sure that we keep aside and we stay away from things that can perhaps divide our hearts. This is the most important thing. Today, inshallah, we're just going to just take one ayah, which is ayah number 11 of Surah Al-Hujurat. But I want to share with you something interesting. If you read these two ayahs, ayah number 11 and ayah number 12, there are six things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. As a community, you stay away from it. If you want your hearts to be united, stay away from these six things. Now, you may just see them as six things, 6 points that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making to us. But there's a difference between them. In ayah number 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to stay away from three things that happens right in front of the person. And in ayah number 12, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to stay away from three things that often happens behind a person. So that is why Allah is telling us three things that can happen in front of a person, stay away from them. What are those three things that you can do in front of someone? You can hurt them, you can do something to them that we should stay away from as a community. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin asa an yakunu khayran minhum. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ This is the first thing that Allah is telling us to stay away from. What is this? To make a mockery of each other. Now, I want to break down this ayah here, this part, because it's very interesting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, often in the Quran, whenever He is addressing people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will often use the word qawm. Qawm is in reference to a nation or a group of people, a community. When you say the word qawm and you are referring to a community, the men are covered, the women are covered, the children are covered, the elderly are covered, everyone is covered. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He could have said, because He brought women later on. So a person is thinking to themselves that if Allah is addressing the women, then why didn't Allah say in the beginning, La yaskhar rijalun min rijalin? The men should not make a mockery of other men. Because later on He said, the women should not make a mockery of other women. But the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did this is that first of all, as the ulama they say, that because often this can happen between the women of making a mockery of each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that first He brought a broader topic. لا يسخر قوم من قوم. Within a community, we should not make a mockery of each other. But especially since this happens often within the women of the community, the women have to also be very vigilant. They have to be very careful about this. That when you get together, you make sure you don't make a mockery of each other. Now, of course, the men are not exempt from this. But since it happens often amongst the women, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's highlighting the women here in this. Another important thing is to understand from this ayah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's telling us that often when we make a mockery of each other, why are we making a mockery of each other? Often because we think of higher. We think that we are better than them. We think we are superior than them. And often when we make a mockery of each other, what are we bringing up? I'm rich, they're poor. I'm affluent, they're less affluent. I have a bigger house, they have a smaller house. My children are more accomplished, their children are less accomplished. We always bring up these things when it comes to making a mockery. They don't look good, I look good. And there's all these topics that usually come up. And this is why Allah is telling us that in a community, who is superior, who is inferior, is never based on how much money you have. And who is affluent and who's less affluent. And who is good looking and who's not good looking and so forth. None of that matters when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah says, عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ That is the criteria. That who is better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wallahi, this is why I say this all the time. We have no idea amongst us how much one's connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I may come to the masjid. Yes, I'm the imam of the masjid. And we might be coming to the masjid as a religious community. But if I see someone who is coming to the masjid and I have no idea who they are, عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ Wallahi, they could be better than me in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They could be waking up for tahajjud and qiyamul layl, and they could be amongst the mustajabu da'awat, that if they raise their hands, Allah will accept that. But often what happens is we become judgmental. I am better than them. I don't see this brother often. I don't see this sister often. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, don't say these kind of things. Do not make a mockery of others. Because when you make a mockery of others, and imagine if that person is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then who's going to defend this person? It's Allah who's going to defend this person. And that is why a person could potentially put themselves in danger if they're making a mockery of a person who is so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I may be putting myself in harm's way by making a mockery of them. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّنْ نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ Then the second advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we should stay away from is that insulting one another or defaming one another. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Now see here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, do not defame. Allah could have said, do not defame them. That's not what he says. He says, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Why? Because when you defame others, you are defaming yourself. When you are insulting others, you are actually insulting yourself. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that keep this in mind. Next time you say something to someone and you're trying to bring them down, you're not bringing them down. You're bringing yourself down. Because that person, that brother, that sister will be part of the community. And if you bring one person down in the community, you are bringing yourself down. And guess what? If this is not stopped, then we're going to pull each other down. And as a community, we will suffer. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ And do not use insulting nicknames towards each other. Now, of course, we have to understand this. That does this mean that if I want to give a reference to someone, I cannot use a nickname? Or I can say something. If you're trying to use as a reference, for example, I could be talking to a person and I'm saying that this one particular brother or this particular sister, and the other person is saying, I still don't understand who you're talking about. You understand? I may not understand. And then we use an adjective or we use a word. We use a word that sometimes in some societies, in some cultures, it may be offensive, but that's not my intention. My intention is I'm just trying to help you understand which person I'm referring to and so forth. And that in that case, it will be okay. But always try to use better things, better adjectives, better words to describe a person. But what if that person is standing right in front of you and you use an offensive nickname that they do not like it and so forth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, stay away from these kind of things. Why? Because it's a very known fact that when you use a nickname to insult someone, to put down someone, it does not stop over there. Usually, often, people would join in. If it becomes a big laughing moment, what happens is other people are going to join. And people are going to add nicknames to that. And eventually what happens is that person's name is a name that no one understands or no one knows, I would say. But his nickname becomes more very well known in the community. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, everyone has beautiful names. Always refer to them with their beautiful names, but not insulting nicknames. And this is something that we find that back in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she was crying. And the Prophet alayhi wa sallam asked, why are you crying? And she said that Hafsa said to me that I am the daughter of a Jew. So because I am that, she felt that she took that very offensively. Now, of course, she is the wife of the Prophet sallam. They both are the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Safiya that, you tell her that your father was a prophet, and your uncle was a prophet, and your husband is a prophet. Now, what does that mean? It means that if you think about Judaism and where it goes back from, which prophet was sent to Bani Israel? Musa alayhi salam, right? So he is telling her that say that my father, meaning that going all the way, referring to Musa, and my uncle, referring to? Who's Musa's brother? Harun, okay? So tell her that your father, meaning Musa, and your uncle, referring to Harun, and your husband, all of them are prophets. That is a distinction that no one else has. You understand? So, but then later on, the Prophet ﷺ, he did go back to Hafsa, and he said to Hafsa, Hafsa ittaqillah. It's mentioned actually, this is the wording that is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, Hafsa, that be cautious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're violating other people's rights. And even in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, when people would refer to each other in insulting ways, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would not just say that, you know what, it happened once, it's okay, just let it go. No, he would address it immediately, because the most important thing is that we keep the community united. And especially when we live in a land like this, where we are the minority, we cannot afford as a Muslim community that we are fighting from within. We have to make sure that our communities are united so that we can progress and we can have a bigger impact. But if our hearts are divided, we may be within four walls, but if the hearts are divided and they're not united, then our impact will be very less, and we're going to be spending a lot of time putting down each other. So this is why there are three advices, three things that we should stay away from. But once again, these are three things that happens in front of a person. Next week, inshallah, we'll cover the next verse, ayah number 12, where Allah is telling us to stay away from three things that happens behind the back of a person, that happens behind a person and not in front of a person. But here, three things. Number one is, do not make a mockery of each other. Number two is, do not defame each other. Do not say something that is considered as insulting. And number three is, do not create nicknames towards each other that can put each other down. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us, and actually I forgot the remaining verse of the ayah. I just remember these three things. Then Allah says, بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. After you have become a Muslim, after you believe in Allah, these are not things that are appropriate. By the way, بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. Why not بَعْدَ الْإِسْلَامِ? Because we're talking about Medina here. You understand? We're talking about after a community has come together. These are people who are now on Iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us it's not appropriate after we truly believe in Allah that we're using these kind of nicknames against each other. And then Allah says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Whoever does not repent to Allah, they are indeed those who are the zalimun, the oppressors. Yes, we may make a mockery of each other. We might insult each other. We might do something to hurt someone, but we always go back and we seek forgiveness. Ask them for forgiveness. And by the way, there is huququllah and huququl ibad. If I violate the laws of Allah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. But if I do something to hurt someone else, then I need to go back to them and I need to ask them for forgiveness. It's not sufficient to say that, yeah, Allah, forgive me. You know, this is huququl ibad. Huququl ibad, you need to go back to that person and ask for forgiveness. Otherwise, as Allah is saying, if we don't do this, we'll be amongst those who are the oppressors. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make us from amongst their oppressors in this dunya and the akhirah. Amin rabbil alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.